Pedal to the Metal mit dem Besten aus New Metal, Crossover und Punk.
Hallo zusammen, der Weaveman hier und heute geht's noch mehr punkrockiger. Wir haben jetzt wieder mal im Interview den Willem von Intellectual. We've got Willem von Intellectual again here. So, hello, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, mir geht's gut. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass ihr jetzt doch ein bisschen schneller geworden seid vom Sound. I think I have the impression that your sound is even developed, that you're even faster right now from the sound here.
I think we speeded it up a little bit. When we started writing the record, we had the intention to write better songs, and I think eventually they ended up being a little faster as well, even though there's still some slower songs on the album as well, and a bit more poppy and a bit more accessible. But I think, like, in average, the album is a bit faster than the last one.
Ja, yeah, genau, das hatte auch im Eindruck, ist ein bisschen schneller geworden, aber das hat sich dann einfach so ergeben. Yeah, your new album will be out very soon, so what can we expect? Also was können wir erwarten denn beim Album, was bald rauskommt?
For this new album, we really focused on the pre-production of it. So we put a lot of time and effort and energy into the songwriting, and we've been deleting parts and rewriting stuff over and over again, and also had some friends help us with that as well. So I think the songwriting got better than on previous albums, and we worked in another studio. So I think the production overall has become better and louder, you could say, or more in your face as well. We're really happy the way it turned out. And it's always hard to describe it in words, but I think it's a big step up from our previous album. And we're really happy with the result. It's a bit faster, but on the other hand, I think it's more accessible as well. It's maybe poppy in a good way, in a fast way.
Okay, es ist dann doch poppiger geworden. Sie haben sich mehr ins Zeug gelegt als vorher. Die Produktion ist viel stärker geworden. Jetzt haben auch ein neues Studio, haben ein paar Gäste dabei gehabt. Also das kann man dann sehr gespannt sein. Vor allen Dingen sind auch Gäste auf dem Album dabei. Unter anderem der Sänger von Strike Anywhere oder von Boy Set 2 sind dabei. Da würde mich natürlich interessieren, wie seid ihr da drauf gekommen? Yeah, you also got guest singers on your new record, which is Thomas from Strike Anywhere and Nathan from Boy Set 2. So how did you get to those guys?
On a previous album, we had Chris from Propagandhi do guest vocals, and we always like to have other people contribute to our albums. So when we started working on this new album, we thought, who should we ask? Who are, like, people we would really love to include on the album? And I think Thomas from Strike Anywhere and Nathan from Boy Sets Fire were the two people on the top of our list that we wanted to ask. And since we knew both of them because we played shows with their bands before, we tried to contact them, but then all of a sudden they came on tour to Europe together because Boy Sets Fire was coming out and they had Great Collapse, Thomas's new band, as a support act. And they were playing Amsterdam and we were recording our album in Amsterdam at the time. So we asked them to come to the studio and do some lines, and that worked out for Thomas, but unfortunately Nathan had some vocal issues and he could not do any studio work that day. So we just emailed back and forth and we managed to get his vocals recorded by Chad, the guitar player of Boy Sets Fire, who has like a home studio, and he eventually did the lines at home and sent it over to us, and we implemented it into the rest of the session and the album. So that was a very fun but interesting organization to get that all arranged.
Yeah, for sure. Also die waren ganz oben auf der Liste. Die beiden Sänger haben sie auch kontaktiert, als sie in Amsterdam Strike Anywhere und Boy Sets Fire gespielt haben. haben sie die auch quasi ins Studio holen können. Nur der Sänger von der Nathan Gray von Boys That's Fire hatte ein bisschen Stimmprobleme, aber das hat man dann nachher noch im Heimstudio von der Band selbst von Boys That's Fire regeln können. Und deswegen kann man da sehr zufrieden sein mit der Geschichte. So, we are now curious to hear, I think the song with Strike Anywhere. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Kannst du uns etwas über den Song mit Strike Anywhere erzählen?
Yeah, definitely. It's actually the second song on the album. It's called Europe, This Is Your Final Countdown. And the lyrics are about the European Union that is unable to cope with this situation and to be like a real strong union, helping the European people in financial terms of the euro crisis, but also the refugee crisis with borders that are, you know, being put up again, even though the European Union should be one union without borders. And it's one of the faster songs on the album. And the part that Thomas is doing, it's very melodic, and it's I'm really happy about the way it turned out. Even though when we started doing his recordings, he woke up early. It was the second day of tour. He did not get any sleep. So those were very harsh conditions to do recordings. But I think his voice on the recording, we're extremely happy to have him on it, and the way it sounds is terrific, I think. So yeah, we're very happy about that.
Sehr zufrieden sind sie auf jeden Fall, Intellectual, und hier mit dem Sänger von Strike Anywhere, Europe, This Is Your Final Countdown, geht um die Schwierigkeiten, die Europa zurzeit hat, sei es die Flüchtlingskrise und auch die Finanzkrise, und auch, obwohl der Strike Anywhere-Sänger da ein paar Probleme beim Aufnehmen am Anfang, weil es so früh war, hatte, ist er noch gut rausgekommen. So, let's hear it, Europe, This Is Your Final Countdown, und jetzt gleich noch Intellectual weiter im Interview. Wünsche und Grüße, ihr wisst es ja, ihr könnt es natürlich gerne über die Shouted FM Homepage abschicken. Das Interview haben wir jetzt quasi vorher aufgezeichnet, aber ihr könnt natürlich auch jetzt direkt hier in die Sendung noch reinschreiben, Musikwünsche und Grüße über shouted.fm. Und jetzt auch meine Frage an Willem von Intellectual, hast du einen Musikwunsch? Willem, do you have a song wish? Maybe that song that influenced you?
Yeah, it's a song by a band called After the Fall, and I think it's the album I played most last year. The album is called Dedication, and actually the song itself is called Dedication as well. And After the Fall is a band from the U.S., and they're great people, great musicians, and a great band. We played with them in Europe and in the U.S., and I was really happily, pleasantly surprised when they released this album last year. So yeah, definitely give that a spin.
Yeah, we're doing that for sure. Sehr begeistert war der Willem jetzt von After the Fall, eine Band aus Amerika. Und jetzt für euch dann auch sein Wunsch jetzt für euch, Dedication. Pedal to the Metal mit dem Weave Man. Hier weiterhin Intellectual, eine Band aus den Niederlanden hier im Interview. Die Band ist sehr selbstständig unterwegs, also DIY wird bei ihnen sehr groß geschrieben, und vor allen Dingen haben sie sich jetzt zu einem größeren Label tatsächlich hingewechselt. Das sind natürlich, wie viel Freiheit hat man da vielleicht noch? Also Willem, of course, Intellectual is one of a very, DIY is very important for you, and now you've chosen a bigger label, in my opinion, it's Redfield Records. So how much artistic freedom do you still get on the big label?
Yeah, we sold out. No, it's when we recorded the album, even before we decided to work together with Redfield Records. So the artistic freedom is 100% guaranteed. As I said, we made the album before we talked to them. But I think working with a bigger label like Redfield Records, it just helps us as a band to get our music out to more people. And I think in that we just have the same goal and ideas. And it's just nice to have a hard-working, dedicated label that has really good ideas about promotion and helping a band get their music out. So we're really happy to get in touch with them and to have them release our album in Europe.
Ja, doch sehr wichtig dieser Wechsel gewesen, auch weil man da sehr viele erfahrene Leute hat, und außerdem haben sie doch 100% Freiheit beim Machen gehabt, weil sie das Album erst fertig an Redfield Records gegeben haben, das heißt, da konnte man nicht mehr mit reinreden. Aber warum entscheidet man sich dennoch für DIY, weil das ist ja sehr viel Arbeit, als wenn man jetzt eine große Plattenfirma dazwischen hat. But why do you still decide to be DIY? Because I think it's even harder to get the music out instead of having maybe a major label or stuff like that, or a management, for example.
Yeah, well, it just feels right to do things on our own terms, and I think we know how we want our things to be done. And we know how to do things ourselves as well. It's not that we're completely unable to release music or to record music if there's no management or no big label behind us. We know what we want and we know how to get it done. So that's why we pick our partners very careful, and it's why we don't give anything out of our hands. And yeah, I don't know, maybe a big label can do all those things for us, but I'm not really sure if they can do it the way we think it should be done. And even if they can do it, if they can do a better job, because I think that we know best how we want to sound and how we want to reach the people that like our music. So I think if we can just decide how we want to do it ourselves and with the partners that we want to do it with, it works out the best for our band, for our music, and for the people that like our music.
Ja, also man entscheidet sich auch nicht für irgendwie größere Sachen, weil man eben das nicht aus der Hand geben möchte und eben man der Meinung ist, dass man das eben selbst tatsächlich am besten wirklich hinbekommt. Ist es immer noch wahr, dass ihr wirklich eure CDs auch selber verschickt? But is it still true that I saw it on Instagram that you still send the CDs out to the fans by your own?
Yeah, that's something we do ourselves. There's companies that can do it for you, but I think that with the friendships with the people that bought our stuff over the years, we built that for several years now, and I think it's something very valuable, and it's not something that we want to, you know, outsource to a company that can do it for us. If it's something that we can, well, still do ourselves, it takes a lot of time and effort and energy. But it's still worth it, and we have good prices for shipping and all that. So I think it's something we can do on our own and on our own terms as well. So as long as we can do it that way, I think we will keep doing it DIY.
Ja, solange es geht, wollen sie das auf jeden Fall auch selber verschicken, einfach weil die Shipping-Kosten sind da auch wirklich gering und außerdem lohnt es sich auch wirklich. So, we are playing another song. What about Dissessive Cosmetic Disorder? Because I think it's a very different sounding song, so.
Yeah, you could say that. I think it has a very different feel. When we wrote it, it felt more like an old school punk song or something like the Adolescents or more 80s style punk, but I'm not sure if people recognize that after, you know, we really wrote it and finalized it and recorded it, but it does have a different feel to it. But I think on each of our albums there's always one or two songs that sound slightly different and are a bit more, I think experimental is a big word, but at least are different from the other songs. So yeah, it's different, but I hope people like it.
Ja, klingt ein bisschen anders, wie er schon sagte, aber er hofft, es euch gefällt, und deswegen würde ich euch sagen, jetzt viel Spaß, Obsessive Cosmetic Disorder von Intellectual. Intellectual, eine Band aus den Niederlanden, immer noch hier, weiterhin im Interview. Freut mich, dass es auch beim zweiten Mal hier geklappt hat. Jetzt kommen wir mal zum Aufnahmeprozess. Wie hat er sich denn verändert vom letzten Album her? So, back to your recording of the new album. So, what has changed between the old record and the new one? Except for being a new studio.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get too technical, but I think a lot has changed in the way we work. We used to, usually I write the music and the lyrics for the songs, and then I present it to the rest of the band, then rehearse it with the three of us, then we go to a studio and record it, and then the recordings turn into the album. And for this album, we worked a bit differently. I still wrote most of the songs, the music and the lyrics. And then we rehearsed it, but then we went to see friends and people that we trust have good ears, and people that work in studios, and we sent them our demos, and we actually went to those studios and to play the songs, and we asked them, what do you think are the good bits in this song, and what do you think are the bad bits? And then depending on their feedback, we made the songs better. And sometimes we just thought their feedback didn't make any sense. We didn't change things, but we took into account what they said, and sometimes we just changed some things and improved the song. So I know this sounds to a lot of punk rockers or people that you know, have their punk ethics very high. It sounds like people wrote on this album, but that's not really true. I think every note and every letter that was written for this album was written by us, but it was just done with a little help from our friends, and that I think that really benefited the songwriting and the production of the album. And the different studio, it's also we did a part of it at home. We recorded guitars and bass at home, and for the rest we worked in a studio, and we really went there for a couple of days and we stayed there, and that's always a different atmosphere when recording than when you're just going up and down to the studio like every day you travel to and from the studio. And this time we really stayed in the studio for days in a row, and that really gets you into the recording process very deep. So that was a bit different, but I think it all worked out for the best.
Ja, also sie haben im Studio gewohnt und außerdem haben diesmal auch Freunde drüber gehört, haben Feedback gegeben, haben sich verändert, aber trotz alledem ist es zu 100% von der Band, weil man eben nicht das eben nur mal Freunde drüber hat hören lassen. Aber zu der Studiogeschichte, das machen jetzt auch die großen Bands. I saw that also the big bands like NOFX and stuff like that record by sleeping in the studio. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, no, it was a fun way of doing things this way.
Ja, findet er auch. Und ja, wie sieht's denn demnächst bei euch mit Touren aus? So, you're a very hard touring band, so what's up next?
Up next, first we have the release show on July 31st in Arnhem, very close to Germany actually, but in Holland. And then a week after that we will start playing some festivals. We will start at Brakrock, and we will play Punk Rock Holiday a week later, and some shows in between as well. And I think in October we're going to try to do a European tour, and we will go to France and to Italy and to Slovenia and to Germany and Austria as well. And after that we are actually still making plans, but we want to go everywhere where we went before, just to go back and present our new music and also go to new places where we've never been before and where people don't know us yet, perhaps. So we have a lot of plans and a lot of options for the coming time.
Es ist also viel geplant. Es gibt natürlich eine Release-Show in den Niederlanden, da kann man dann auch rüberfahren von Deutschland. Dann gibt es noch Festivals, Punk Rock Holiday unter anderem. Und später dann im August ist dann auch noch eine Headline-Tour durch Europa geplant, auch unter anderem in Deutschland mit dabei. So we're looking forward to see you guys soon, but first of all, the record has to be out then. So,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Maybe some words about the record. I mean, it's always something special when you have new music, which is will be and will you will hand it out to the people. So is it, I don't know, how do you feel? Wie fühlt ihr euch da kurz vorm album release?
Yeah, we're very curious how people will respond to it. If the change in making the album is noticeable by other people as well, how people will interpret the changes, if they hear it and if they agree that it was a good change, or maybe we should go back to the way we worked before and do the album after this on our old terms. But I think I'm really excited about showing the new album to everybody. If it was up to me, we'd just send it out to everybody right now, but we still have to wait till July 29 before we can really release it and let everybody hear it. But until then, we will release like some songs every now and then. So if you keep track of our social media, our Facebook and stuff, then you will find new songs every week or two, and then you can get a new idea of what the album will sound like.
Or you listen to the radio show here. Also, man kann sich also noch freuen. Es gibt noch ein paar Songs, die dann demnächst rauskommen. Aber Ende Juli kommt sie erst raus. Die Jungs sind sehr gespannt, wie ihr hier auf die Änderungen zum alten und neuen Album jetzt reagieren werdet. So, yeah, I think we will hand one song out to the people also, which is Change the Standard. So, We're now at the end of the interview, so one last sentence to listeners.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for playing our music as well and presenting it to the people. Thanks a lot for doing that. And yeah, enjoy Change the Standards and hope to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you. Danke an euch vor allen Dingen. So see you soon, guys. Danke an euch. Und würde ich sagen, jetzt für euch Change the Standard. Bye.
Bye-bye.